Have you ever thought about exhibiting roses but didn't know which varieties to start with? Well, tonight's guest is going to clear that up for us.
Bob Martin has been growing roses for more than 44 years. He and his wife Donna live in Escondido, California, where they have a rose garden of more than 420 roses of all types. He is an ARS Master Rosarian, an accredited horticultural judge, and an accredited arrangement judge. In 2015, Bob was elected as the Vice President of the American Rose Society. In this role, he will serve for 3 years. Now, after that, he will automatically become President of the American Rose Society for an additional 3-year term. Bob is an active rose exhibitor on all levels and has done so for more than 30 years. He joins us today to talk about some of his favorite roses to exhibit. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to learning from one of our masters. So get out your pen and paper. Bob Martin's about to have class.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hey, Bob, welcome back to Rose Chat.
Thank you, Teresa.
It's so good to have you. Is it true that you've shown roses in more than 220 shows?
Yes.
That's a lot of shows. And I read that you've won more than 1,400 trophies.
Well, that's true also.
Do you have a rose trophy room in your house somewhere?
Some of the trophies are crystals, so we have a cabinet that's got a lot of the crystal in it, but nowadays trophies tend to be even cash, so other than a bank account, I don't have a trophy room.
Okay, now out of all those trophies, we want to know how many of those were nationals.
Well, that's an interesting question of how you count them. So do I combine mine with Donna's? We've shown together since we've been married now for, I got to get this right or I'll get in trouble, 13 years. let's say 13 is the number for national trophies. Well, it goes back to 1991, so when I won my first national trophy. So that's been a long time.
Okay, let's get to the roses that are your favorites in each of the classes. And let's start with the old garden rose that you think's the favorite.
Well, I wanted to start with the old garden rose to remind everyone that exhibition roses are not just hybrid teas and miniatures and mini floras or even floribundas, that all classes of roses appear in rose shows, and we like to show in all of them. And the old garden rose I selected is Rose Derecht, R-E-S-C-H-T. That's a town in Iran. It's a Portland rose that probably dates to 1880. It was rediscovered in 1940, or at least so the legend goes, and is shown in the Victorian class. And in the Victorian class, the rose is just head and shoulders above every other rose. Over the last 5 years, it's won 70 times in national shows. The second most is Paul Neyron at 27. And in fact, it has won more than the other next four put together. Nice thing about it from an exhibitor's standpoint is that unlike many old garden roses, this is a well-behaved bush, productive with a lot of bloom, and is very, very fragrant.
Well, all of those are great qualities. I have some old garden roses, and most of them are not well-behaved. They could take a lesson from Rose Derecht because they take up more than their fair share of space, for sure. Now, I also read that that rose was relatively shade-tolerant. Have you found that to be true?
It will tolerate shade more than the average OGR.
Well, that's good to know. As my trees get bigger and bigger, I'm looking, thinking, You know, we're casting a little bit bigger shadow these days out there. Let's go to your top miniature. I want to hear about that one.
Well, my top miniature is the top miniature, and it's the Rose Joy. Joy hybridized by David Clemens, who's an outstanding hybridizer. He named most of his roses after racehorses. But in this case, he named it after his mother, Joy Clemens. In doing so, and he really honored her because this rose is head and shoulders above any other miniature rose as far as an exhibition rose is concerned, both as individual blooms, winning queens of show and royalty, but also as sprays. I've not encountered a rose that just dominated both classes before, and it does that. It's a very vigorous grower. It's an excellent landscape plant as well. So, I mean, I think it's darn near the perfect miniature rose, and if you're going to show roses, you want to grow one miniature rose, you grow Joy.
Now, I do have that one in my garden, and it is just as you say. You get the singles, you get the sprays, and you just get them all summer long. I just love it. Now, I was pretty happy with mine until I saw a picture of one of yours, and there is a difference. I've got to say, you've got something going on there with Joy, but it's absolutely stunning. And it just brings me a great deal of pleasure because of all of the blooms. It's just blooming crazy.
The color of Joy will vary depending upon the weather. Under cooler or more overcast conditions, you get a richer pink. It's a pink-edged, creamy, pearlescent, is the way I describe it, rose. And so when it's in if you see it, for example, if I had shown you one in Arizona, it virtually bleaches out the pink because it's so hot. But it's the form is just always excellent, and the color is best when you get a little coolness on it.
Very, very pretty rose. And you're right, David Clemens, he does have some beautiful roses out there.
Yes, he does. I think he's just one of the best, and I think very highly of David.
There's another rose out there that is just a showstopper and a crowd pleaser, and that's Julia Child, and you chose her as your Floribunda.
Well, I did. I chose her as my Floribunda because, frankly, it's my favorite Floribunda, and it's yellow, which is my favorite color in roses. It's it shows as a Floribunda spray and also as an individual Floribunda bloom. It's in the top 10 in both of them. It's not number one, but to me, it's number one in the garden because we had that rose on Fortuniana, and we got it originally in Arizona, and unlike other roses in Arizona, it never shut down in the summertime. It just kept blooming. Blooms like that, I think I sent you a photograph of the plant. It's the size of a Volkswagen, and when it's in bloom, it must have 200 blooms on it. It's just absolutely spectacular, and I think certainly the best yellow Floribunda. It's a big push now, by the way, by a new one, Sparkle and Shine, which is bred from it, but I still like Julia Child the best.
I brought my husband in to see that rose, the picture that you sent me of Julia Child. I said, help me count these blooms. I want to count these blooms. I think I gave up at about 120. That is the prettiest rose I think I have ever seen. And Julia she's just captivating in the garden. I have Julia, and honestly, that color in the garden is just it's just luscious. I love that rose. Tom Carruth got that one right, didn't he?
I have a couple of, and I've been using it in breeding as a pollen parent, and it's been producing me some very attractive roses, including several Floribundas that I hope to introduce in the near future. So, I mean, it's just kind of a versatile rose. It'll do anything you want with it.
Now, there's another one out there that's just absolutely luscious that you are pretty crazy about, too, and that's Buttercream. Tell us about Buttercream.
Well, I hybridize Buttercream, and so I have a very fond affection for it. It's certainly the best rose that I hybridized, a cross of Fairhope, actually of Amaro Lindberg and Fairhope. I use Amaro Lindberg a lot in my breeding, and it just simply is, in my mind, the best mini flora. It was the number one for a number of years as a show exhibition one. Satish Prabhu, who's the top national exhibitor, just told me it's the best rose in his garden as a mini flora. And I think the same in our garden as well, because it consistently produces well-formed blooms, both individually in sprays and a nice behaved bush with good foliage, disease-resistant foliage that makes for a really excellent landscape specimen as well. So you can't go wrong with buttercream, both individually or in sprays and using it in collections. I have seen large collections of it that just stop you in the tracks.
Well, it is absolutely beautiful. It is a creamy, beautiful color. Now, is that one going to do okay in my Zone 5B garden?
It does well in every garden as far as reports I've had on it. I have not had any reports of winter tenderness on buttercream.
But there's another showstopper that's coming up right behind that one, and that is Donna Martin. My goodness, I saw a picture, and I believe Andrew Hearn had taken this picture. It absolutely is exquisite. It's just the prettiest shade I have ever seen. So tell us all about Donna Martin.
Well, Donna Martin is a spore, and a spore is a genetic mutation, a spontaneous genetic mutation. And it's a spore of the great exhibition rose, Randy Scott. Randy Scott's one of the finest exhibition roses, if not the finest, now on the market. And if you want to show roses, you would have Randy Scott. And one day on Randy Scott, I observed a rose that wasn't white. It was, in fact, pink. And we propagated the rose and ultimately concluded that it was a distinct variety that can be propagated. And so I have, being the one who discovered it, I'm considered the breeder of it, and therefore I had the right to name it. And it is such an exceptional rose that I named it after my wife, Donna. So that's Donna Martin. It is a it's everything that Randy Scott is, except the color is different. Now, the color varies. That's what's interesting about the rose. If you look at various pictures, I registered it as a light pink, and more often than not, it is a light pink, but often it's a lavender. Donna uses the word lilac. Sometimes it even shows up striped, which is peculiar. And sometimes it kind of looks gray, which is unusual. But the distinctive color difference, it's fragrant. And in the Horizon Roses, which I just published, which is the guide to the exhibitor comments on new exhibition roses, it had the most comments of all of them, and very favorable of that. So it's going to wind up on a Horizon Honor Roll as a top exhibition rose. So I was informed, I've been waiting for it, that it won its first Queen of Show just about a week or two ago in Milwaukee at the Wisconsin State Fair. And I think that's the first of what will be many Queens of Show with Donna Martin.
Oh, it is so, so very pretty. And to have it named for your wife, how special is that? Now, you mentioned your website and your book about showing roses. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
My website is at roseshow.com. And I've had that website for 15, 16 years. And it publishes all the show results in the country come to me. And I'm also the editor of the American Rose Society publication, Rose Exhibitors Forum, which is a quarterly publication which is available as a member benefit when you join the American Rose Society, available online. So roseshow.com will report the results of all the rose shows in the country. I get about 90-95% of the results sometimes, and they're published there. And roseshow.com has lists of statistics, the top exhibition roses, photographs of the top exhibition roses. So anything you wanted to know about exhibiting would be there. My book, Showing Good Roses, is unfortunately out of print. And I understand it sells for premium prices on these used bookstores, but I have in mind a sequel, a second edition to it, which unfortunately continues to be in mind and is not done yet because I've been a little busy at other things. But I do have in mind, perhaps before I'm installed as president of the American Rose Society, of actually finally coming up with the second edition of Showing Good Roses.
Well, Bob, you've certainly given us a lot to think about. You've given us a lot of information to use, and hopefully someday we'll find ourselves on that coveted award table.
Yeah, I saw Chris on a trophy table the other day.
It happens every now and then. You can't win if you don't enter.
So true.
I appreciate what you guys do and continue doing it.
We know you'll want to check out Bob's website, roseshow.com. There you'll find a wealth of information on the nation's top exhibition roses. You'll also want to check out the latest issue of Horizon Roses, available on his website. It's an indispensable guide to buying exhibition roses. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast, and we thank you for joining us today. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.